has started. Trump's not saying the war is going to end very soon, which is good news. He's saying Jared Kushner is the one that told him Iran was about to hit us, so we had to hit them. And Israel said we got to hit Iran, and when we hit Iran, they're going to hit you, so you got to defend yourself because they're going to attack you, we attack them. That's not how the rules of war work. Here's the clip.
The situation was very quickly approaching the point of no return, and the United States found it intolerable, in my opinion, based on what Steve and Jared and Pete and others were telling me, Marco, so involved, that I thought that they were going to attack us. I thought they would, if we didn't do this at the time we did it, I think they had in mind to attack us. And
I mean, this is all pure crap. And it gives me a headache. So, we talked about how it would massively increase oil prices, turn the world against us. They wouldn't fall, like they said, in 4 days. Here we are, day 10, day 11. Were we right or were we wrong? Who was right? Me. Me. It's not about being right. It's not hard to be right. Eric Prince, the Hawk of Hawks, said, don't do it. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, don't do it. We don't know what's going to happen, and most of the scenarios are bad. Yeah, if Trump could snap his fingers and send the mullahs to the Twilight Zone, I'd be all for it. But the studies that have been done showed bad to worse. And so I get to be right again and be called a Qatari operative. Great, call me a Qatari operative all day long. If I don't take stuff about Charlie Kirk assassination, that's not true. I'm an Israeli operative. Knock yourselves out. If it makes you look at somebody that's been on the air 32 years with an incredible track record of accuracy and makes you feel big to say I'm bad and makes you feel good to say you're good and I'm bad, then make up whatever you want. Because I don't have you as an audience. I have God as an audience. And I don't do things off of what I think is going to be popular. I do things off of what I think is right and what I think is accurate. And that's what I do. And my job is easy. Just study the facts, do the research, and tell the truth. I couldn't imagine being the general public and these influencers and the media that sit around and get their talking points and try to figure out what's the best thing for them. Isn't it just best to tell the truth? Isn't it just best to put it out? That's called straight shooting. And the way this country used to work, what it was known for, what people penalized was not straight shooting. Straight shooting, if you were smart and hardworking, would take you to the top. In fact, I'm thinking about renaming, you know, just doing a new podcast, calling it like Shooting Straight, you know what I mean? And shooting straight means you just tell the truth about what you know is going on, and you don't connect it to other things like, well, God, if I tell the truth about that, they'll, I mean, I might, you know, get put in prison, or that might make people mad, or, you know. That's what political correctness is. It's like, well, white people are the devils, and we want to control them, so cover up the crime statistics that whites have one of the lowest crime rates. It's like, easy. I'm going to tell the truth. I don't care if the media calls me a devil. I don't care if they call me a white supremacist. It's not true. And then as time goes on, I'm vindicated. I'm proven right. And it's so simple. And when Trump does stuff that's good and they're lying about him, I cover it. People go, why are you defending this traitor? I'm defending the truth. So many examples, like Trump said he could destroy any country he wants. He said, no, I can't have a $1 tariff on somebody, but I can destroy them with a total sanction. That's not right. That's not, I can destroy any country I want. Then when he says on Truth Social, I'm about to destroy Iran, that is wrong. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have dies for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operation, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robinson was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Do Muslim regimes that despise women deserve nukes?
Oh, look! Look, they're eating babies!
Behold the mighty schlong of resistance!
Excuse me, is Islam right about women?
Where's the very,
We're here in front of the White House. Trump and Israel seem to have bombed Iran. And the only person happy about it is Lindsey Graham, who probably has a 4-foot erection right now. Everyone's here, men, women, children, our minders. We got shopping cart aficionados. We have flat box Buddhas. Do Muslim regimes that despise women deserve nukes?
Is that a trick question?
No.
I don't think anyone should get nukes.
No, I want nukes.
Nukes are... You want nukes.
Well, I love women. It's not an issue. Do Muslim regimes who despise women deserve nukes?
I want you to prove to me that they despise women.
Forced hijab. I've seen
forced
so...
hijab.
Forced
where
hijab
where is
in
that?
Iran. Isn't there forced hijab?
Okay, let
I've
me...
seen so many women dragged off the street by little mullah police.
Oh! No, it's not. Do Epstein protectors deserve nukes? There you go.
Well, hold on. I was going to give you an answer.
He's in the list. He's a little bit mentioned.
You have to come back here instead of running. Where are you, bitch boy? Oh, look. Look, they're eating babies. Here is the left basically saying that satanic pedophiles run the world, and they're right now fond of frogs. Welcome to the Q-tard movement, my lefty friends. The water's warm. Are they eating the babies? I'm looking at what you're tugging here.
Unfortunately, they are straight out of the womb.
Is Trump a baby-eating pedophile?
For sure.
If Biden had the goods on this guy, why didn't they lock his ass in jail and
because
say, trying to kill him?
They're all part of it.
Dude, I love your glow-up. Those spikes are bitching, man. Well done. What brings you to this march?
Supporting Iran.
How soon?
Opposing a military intervention.
Okay, how soon will it be till Iranian women can dance on TikTok like God intended?
I'm not sure if I'm going to end here. Hopefully soon.
Wait, I'm asking the woman, not you. Why must men intercede on behalf of women? This is just what the Iranian regime does. I dumped this jerk. What? What? You have a wife and a girlfriend?
No! Wait,
no!
Why
I'm
is he not marching with you?
I'm the wife.
Why is this panty waist not marching with you? Hey, are you busy on Saturday? I hear he's getting divorced.
He's not getting divorced.
Oh,
there's
you
so
don't know that yet. All right. How long before the newly freed Iranian women can dance on TikTok as God intended?
I'm not sure if I want to answer that question.
And not be killed? I'd give it a couple weeks.
Good luck, ladies. Toss that hijab and shake it.
The dollars that are stolen from every single one of you here to go fund a genocidal campaign in our region. Shit!
The current Iranian regime forces gay men to transition. Is this why liberals are big mad?
I'm not sure how liberals feel because I'm not a liberal. I'm a leftist.
Have the Shahs of Sunset chimed in on this issue yet?
Oh, I do not know that
show. You gotta watch more TV and put down the Molotov cocktail. Be our first move. But the Iranian regime just did kill 30,000 of its own. Who's to say what's right anymore? I'm just a puppet trapped in a world gone mad.
I am not pro Mullah. I am not pro Ayatollah. The Iranian people deserve the right to self-determination, to rise up against their government, against the Ayatollah.
Yep.
But I do not think they need the United States imperialists to exploit the resources and repeat Iraq.
But how else can we free Iranian women besides bombing them? 47 million Iranian women are currently subjugated by Iran. Is it just bros before hoes?
Are you the guy that makes fun
yeah,
of people?
Yeah, don't talk to him. He's a right-wing weirdo.
Yeah.
Don't murder 50 children.
You know what? Hold it, buddy. They murdered 30,000 last week, the Iranian mullahs. What are we to do?
Well, you know what it is? The president is a
Wait,
wait, if he was a pedophile, why didn't they expose it better in the Biden regime, though? They had all the guns on him. Why didn't they expose it?
I aired this. I've had the guy that does the puppet thing on. He's a nice guy. But, again, everything has to be one-dimensional or two-dimensional. I don't support Islam, not radical Islam. Orthodox Islam, real Islam, is expansionist, is cancer, is here to take over. Stop calling it radical Islam. But I also don't support Israel dragging us into these giant wars and over again with the West putting in even worse people because they want to keep it destabilized, like Israel helped found Hamas. And I know the general audience gets this, but for new listeners, I really need you to get it. Because people constantly get messages, calls, well, wait a minute, you're criticizing Islam, but you're not for blowing up Iran. Yeah, because the intelligence agencies will put something in worse because they want a destabilization plan, and it probably won't work. The Office of National Intelligence warned Trump and the Pentagon. The majority of his advisors who are military said don't do it. And I'm studying this. I agreed with them. I said it before they said it. And again, it's not about defending myself. It's about, folks, start using your brains. Do we have less Muslims here or more since 25 years ago invading the Middle East? We got 15 times. That's the average. Oh, you didn't know Europe had like maybe a 500,000 Muslims 25 years ago? Now it's got over 20 million. UK had like 100,000. Now it's got 5 million. Canada had 100,000. What was Canada got? Like 3 million now? The US, tens of millions. I mean, the very same State Department globalist systems bipartisanly ship them in here, folks. Netanyahu a year ago proposed putting half of the 5 million Gazans here. Use your brains, use your brains, use your brains. I mean, if we had a real president, and by real, I mean that really did what they said, and they said, we made the decision to overthrow all these countries and actually put in pro-America freedom things and then have free elections, I'd say, is it feasible? But you can't trust the intelligence agencies because they always put bad guys in again because they want the next problem to ensure their existence. I pissed a lot of people off supporting the Venezuelan regime change because I've never been for regime change because it's always been bad. And I said, I understand why Trump wants to do it, but I don't trust the intelligence agencies that I'll put something in as bad or worse. But he has the authority. It's in our hemisphere. Cuba is running them. They're running the cartels. They're stealing our elections. They're shipping in all the drugs, running the cartels that ship the drugs in. They play that game. Well, it's not Venezuela itself doing most of it. Yeah, but it coordinates the groups doing it. Ally with China. So I'm like, yeah, I get why Trump wants to do it. It's constitutional. Do you know about gunboat diplomacy? Do you know about the Monroe Doctrine? Do you know about Thomas Jefferson, the Barbary Pirates? No, the president's there. I am a historian. So I will state the facts here. That I said, I don't trust it. I wouldn't do it, but I... Not Iran. The strait will get shut down. This will happen. It'll kill your recovery. You're being set up. Just like Lutnick betting against the tariffs and making billions, writing the executive order wrong, as the Supreme Court pointed out, Trump had the authority. They wrote the order wrong on purpose. A clear... And Lutnick bet against it. Sabotage. So even if you want to go to war with Iran... And you want to do all this, you can't do it when the system is corrupt. Kennedy had an invasion plan. The CIA blew the whistle and set it up. Bay of Pigs to get us fully engaged. Operation Northwoods 2.0. Do you know about Gulf of Tonkin? Do you know about the Levant Affair? Do you know about the USS Liberty? Do you know? Do you know? Because here's the deal. You notice the play on Iran is the exact same. They got WMDs. They're going to kill us in 2 weeks. The same story on Iraq. Now, in the case of Iran, they actually do have the weapons. You say, well, that just legitimize it. No, it doesn't. Because the CIA stood by and helped the mullahs get in control in 79 to set Jimmy Carter up, who I'm not a fan of, but just a fact. As soon as Reagan's elected, they let the hostages go, all the rest of it. Then they double-crossed the Iranians, launch the Iraq attack. How'd that work out? Millions dead. So let me say this at the end of the day. I don't like the CIA because they're losers. Because they're not straight shooters. You want manifest destiny. You actually want to promote 1776 worldwide through freedom and justice and military action when needed. I'm all for it, baby. But not what you're doing when you're in documents declassified last 2 weeks ago to put poison in vaccines to dumb us down and make us retarded, which you already knew they were doing, but here it is. And you know that most cancer is worms, and you suppress that, you're elitist. And you shouldn't be anywhere near the levers of power. Because even if you're good elite and aristocratic and trying to help people with all that power, you're going to make dangerous mistakes. But with you guys, you always go with the sickest, weirdest permutation because it makes you think you're smart. Because they get into third, fourth, fifth order, but it's all twisted. Instead of straight shooting, and once you analyze straight shooting, the gut, the instinct, what God tells you to do, the right thing, it always is the most sophisticated. But it's also the easiest just to do. But you guys can't do it because you're evil. And you shouldn't be toilet attendants. I mean, do you really think the CIA didn't know China was going to double cross the West on the deal they had? I've said this 10,000 times, probably only 3,000. You know the global deal with China, right? They were being given all their earth minerals and dominance over manufacturing to leverage out and shut down industrial bases in the West to make us more controllable with middlemen in the West that got the majority of the money. As Trump found out, he said, God, the middlemen get more than China. China's not the problem. It's these middlemen. Yeah. They put China in. They said, you will control manufacturing, but we will control the military, and you will not expand into the South China Sea. You will not expand 12 miles off your coast. China said, you bet, to David Rockefeller. It's all public. Congressional hearings. About 18 years ago, the Chinese said, F you, we're going to expand everywhere. And they already bought off our elites. Our elites thought we were buying them off. And they started expanding all over the world militarily on top of economically. And then there wasn't a real pivot under Obama. Trump tried, and now we finally got a pivot to deal with the elephant in the room. And that's why globalism's dead. Before we came along to expose it politically, it was done because its plan, even from its own evil perspective, was a failure. And your great reset to make everybody poor so you control them. You think starving 9 billion people, and you think you can manage the wars and the conflict that comes out of that? Well, not if I have anything to do with it, because I'm going to expose you behind it so everybody gets mad at you when you do it, so you fail. And your argument is, well, there's too many people, and they're out of control, and the industrial world makes people decadent and stupid, so let's just get rid of them. Let's just take your argument and say it's right, which it isn't overall. Let's just take it as real. You think you can poison the food and water and psychically sabotage millions of people and that we're not interconnected in a group collective, group subconscious, group collective unconscious, and you don't know about psychic blowback, not to mention economic and cultural? You think you could escape killing slowly through euthanasia and poisoning and everything, billions of people? You don't think God isn't going to curse us doing that? No, we are supposed to lift up the weak. We are supposed to be the leaders and sacrifice as the aristocrats, as the Ubermenschen. Ubermenschen don't destroy the the subclasses. We rise them. We are the example. Don't you know that? Oh, they know in their fake liberal talk they're going to raise up the poor. No, you hurt them. You try to make more of them. And that's why God doesn't know you. You must rise up the people. No matter how hard it is. And no matter if they turn on you and are stupid and don't get it. You tell the truth. You have courage. You stand against evil. You don't try to intentionally dumb people down and create some fantasy how you're going to manage this. Oh, now they understand. Oh, we can't kill 9 billion people. They're going to tear everything up. Uh-huh. You think you're safe in your dumb bunker? Uh-huh. You're not. The only way out of this is truth and honor and justice and educating everyone and letting them decide to level up. And they will. If you make the heroes the true scientists that innovate for humanity and the true police and firefighters and school teachers that work extra hard and rise up the people, we must celebrate our best. We must energize competition and we must crush scum. That's what it is to be human. You don't think I could have used my skills to be one of the top generals in the world order? I was offered the job, folks. And that's why I sit here at this position knowing. And I have the knowledge. I have the understanding. And I sit here warning you when I'm in grave danger myself that if you ignore what I'm giving you, if you ignore what God literally rose me up, stood me up to give you a message, you do it at your own destruction. That's why I'm attacked by the left, the right, everybody else. That's why they say I'm inauthentic. It's why they say I'm an agent, because I'm not an agent of them. I'm an agent of God, though imperfect. I'm 100% real. The real McCoy. And the evidence, Christ said, judge the tree by its fruits. All I've done is devastate the enemy. All I've done is expose the enemy. And that's why they tell you, I am the enemy. I am the bad guys. Because they don't want you to believe there's good men. There are. And you're good. And you have to speak out. You have to get involved. You have to get engaged. It's not our hope. It's our guarantee. Thomas Jefferson was asked, why does tyranny flourish? And he said, all that tyrants need to flourish, all that tyranny needs to flourish is that good men do nothing. You can look at evil people all day and blame them. They're following their nature. No, if you want to know why we're in this trouble, what does V for Vendetta say when he takes over the TV transmission? Maybe pull that up. When we come back, we'll play it. I know why you did it. You were afraid. Why wouldn't you be? But in the end, if you don't know who's to blame, just look in the mirror. And then later, towards the end of the film, the inspector meets with him in disguise. And he says, why didn't you do this before? Why didn't you expose us before? And he said, I've been trying to talk to the police. No one will work with me. I've been waiting for you, Inspector. I've been waiting for you. You will lead us out of this. You are on the quest. You. With me. You think I think I'm the smartest guy around? You think I think I've got the biggest Johnson? I don't. And the vision God gave me decades ago was that I was going to expose this and that my job was to just tell the public and that the men and women to lead us out of this would rise. And it's happening. And just because Trump goes sideways on us, doesn't matter. We got a lot of mileage off that set of tires. And so that's how this works, folks. All right, let me tell you about this. We're going to go to break. Come back, V for Vendetta, and then I'm going to do the Jamie White one-year anniversary memorial here, and I'm very thankful the crew reminded me of this. Thank you so much. Just to tell you about what happened first hour, I got up this morning at 4 a.m., and I noticed Trump is doing this. Like, they released the JFK files, the CIA files. You know, they try to hold them back. Trump's ordered it released. And like last week, Operation Artichoke, poison the food, the water, and the shots to dumb you down and brain damage you. We already knew because there's a bunch of other documents, but here it is. And now we learn Since 62, they knew, studying brain tumors, breast cancer, and others, that most of it is microscopic worms. There's other species, too, the big worms. Like Kennedy got a big worm, ate part of his brain. People make jokes about it. A lot of people walking around have had a little chewing going on up there in the old brain. They have deaths every year in Austin. People swimming in the water when it's hot. Amoeba goes up the nose, replicates, and they never save the kid. It takes them like a week to die because they go, oh, they got a fever. Give them drugs. We don't know. Do they ask, were you in water? The truth is they can do nothing because the amoebas are in the sinus. They get in the brain. It's dinner time. Okay? And the CIA knew that most cancer was worms. Look at this overhead shot. That's declassified now. But in the documents, even crazier, because they say the body is a liquid crystal. They give the crystal structure with the actual atomic code of the crystal, like every other element or molecule has. And they describe the brain is capable of creating the effect of superconductivity. It goes into psychic powers and the transmission of the brain as an electrochemical transceiver. Receiving and transmitting. How many times have we told you this in 30 years? Your entire body is an antenna transmitter. Every cell, DNA, is a powerful antenna. We exist as antennas, as nodes of God. Not God, but part of God, his eyeballs, his antennas. We are the AI. How many times have I told this for 30 years? I was given a vision about it. And I'm literally not God. I'm just God's tentacle. I have free will, though. That's the cool thing about God. He has, like, sentient AI that replicates and can just, I mean, look at all of it. It's incredible. I mean, wow, that's really cool. You worried about dying now, baby? You're a freaking tentacle of God. But he gave you free will to operate on your own and make your own decisions. You can decide to reboot up to him or go with the devil. Could it get any more heavy? But what if the veterinarians and scientists, now they have all these studies proving it, what have they been documenting? That mainline dewormers, not just ivermectin, cure most cancers because it's worms, people. But more importantly, the report is the fact that you are a psychic antenna. You are a God's probe droid. You're God's consciousness manifest in a free will creature, his agent. Get on your knees and thank God for this. Get on your knees and ask God for future missions. Because let me tell you, this is the low level, baby. God's got big stuff in plan for all of us. I've seen it. I know. Indescribable. Nothing you've ever seen. Nothing you've ever heard. But I'm barred from telling you. The eye is not seen, ears not heard, but God has a store for us. By the way, what's great for yourselves is great for your pineal gland. True, pure iodine. We have it back in stock. T3, now back in stock. The original X2 even stronger. TheAlexShowStore.com. TheAlexShowStore.com. I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at TheAlexShowStore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives. And up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the five-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period. Again, I only sell things that really work because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalists. We are having the greatest effect together. That's all of us against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. and the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. That's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalists. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Big Money. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesStore.com because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win-win. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for Team Humanity against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you should become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend, special deals, special offers. And with one click in your profile, you cancel any time for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Dad, what's wrong with the telly?
Good evening, London. Allow me first to apologize for
this emergency channel.
I do, like many of you, appreciate the comforts of everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility, repetition.
Bloody hell.
I enjoy them as much as any bloke. But in the spirit of commemoration, whereby those important events of the past, usually associated with someone's death or the end of some awful bloody struggle, are celebrated with a nice holiday, I thought we could mark this November the 5th, a day that is sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Inspector, you're almost through.
Last night I sought to end that silence. Last night I destroyed the Old Bailey to remind this country of what it has forgotten.
More than 400 years ago, a great citizen wished to embed the...
All right, I want to remember Jamie White, our great reporter, killed 1 year ago today with a special report, John Bounded, and then parts of the memorial service here in Austin, Texas. We love you, Jamie. We stand with you. We appreciate your great work, your wonderful family. Before I end my live part of the transmission, Harris and Smith's coming up in about 24 minutes with the War Room. Very informative. Be sure to tune into that. You can find the links at the Alex Jones channel on Rumble and obviously on X at Real Alex Jones. Be sure to share those feeds. You are the Paul Revere's. And separately, the original X2 has been gone a long time. The very same lab made it even stronger. It is T3, now available, 50% off for VIP members, 25% off for everybody else at thealexjonesstore.com. It's great with your cells, your pineal gland, everything. It is amazing. It dials into everything the CIA knows is trying to suppress, and it helps go in and decalcify the pineal gland. It works great with ultramethylene blue that's discounted as well. That sale ends literally tonight on the methylene blue, but there's a big sale on the T3, the original pure iodine. Nobody else has it. Available now at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. No matter what happens to InfoWars, Bigly owns the Alex Jones Store, the Alex Jones Network backup system. It's critical to staying on the air. Plus, these are great products. thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you for your support. And now, 1 year after the murder of our reporter, Jamie White, we remember the great patriot.
Well, I'm the weekend guy. So I do everything that all the other writers do just on the weekends.
Oh.
And so I have to do newsletters. I got to put up the reports. I got to write the articles. I got to do the blurbs.
Ooh.
And interface with Jones to make sure he has what he wants. And, you know.
This is the thing about news. It's every hour.
That's Stanley Kubrick's daughter.
Yeah. It never ends.
Yeah. Vivian Kubrick, daughter of visionary Stanley Kubrick, captured a stunning piece of raw truth on film in December of 2022, alongside the fearless Jamie White. That footage, unfiltered and unapologetic, reveals the humanity of a voice for liberty gone too soon.
This is the back end. This is where all the magic happens.
That looks like email.
Yeah. Oh. Just different posts.
Oh.
You got Paul's, you got mine's.
Oh, then you all check each other's stuff, and then who gets editorship? Senior editor of the site.
Well,
We're
still kind of working on that, but on the weekends, you know, it all falls on me. So I'm the editor, I'm the writer, I'm the webmaster, do all that stuff.
So. You know, that's a lot for just a few guys to be doing. I mean,
tell me about it.
Seriously.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, one's so used to thinking that things are all kind of digital and electronic, but the old newspaper man thing is still happening.
Yeah, it's just now we're not using ink. It's all just digital now.
Jamie White, gunned down. A bullet tore through his carotid artery, silencing a voice they couldn't control.
His friends here were more like his family because he didn't have anybody else here.
White was a writer for InfoWars in Austin.
He definitely liked to stand for truth, and he spoke up for what he believed in.
Sunday night, Aaron says White stayed late at work.
Literally right when he got home, all that happened.
It was a little before midnight. White was home at the Chandelier Apartments off Douglas Street. Austin police say people were possibly burglarizing White's vehicle. White interrupted them, and they shot and killed him in the parking lot.
Crazy that he's gone just like that.
The suspects ran off.
You know, I'm still so amazed that people don't know that Obama passed that law, you know, signed that law in December 2012, and then kind of fell into...
The propaganda thing?
Yeah, where it's...
The propaganda doctrine?
Yeah, so...
The government can lie to you legally?
Yeah, it's like, please.
Yeah.
That should be like front page, that should be a front page banner every day.
That was a... I remember when that happened. That was a really big deal to me.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't super secret. Like, it was covered by the mainstream media.
Yeah.
But they were covering it like it was, like, yeah, like, this is great, you know? Like, you know, they're saying it'll do the opposite of what it does, you know? Oh, this will crack down on propaganda. It's like, but you just made propaganda
legal. No.
But that's how they're so successful, in part, because... That kind of gaslighting is just so, like, a normal person just who is, like, apolitical or doesn't follow this stuff, like, they're just so assaulted with the inverted, you know, version of what they're saying that they just, like, come to believe it, you know, because surely they wouldn't lie to such a degree that it's, like, the polar opposite, you know. Most people don't, like, think that way, you know. So.
And InfoWars, it's been a relentless siege. Attacks raining down from all sides, a coordinated assault to choke out the last mutterings of free thought. Yet here we stand, battered but unbroken, staring down the barrel of tyranny.
Come out of the house with your hands up. Do it now. Do it slow.
Imagine how much crime was going on in downtown Austin. Rape, robberies. I mean, it's just... But no, all the cops are busy swatting Chase Keiser.
Yeah. So the first time there was a call that was a claim that something had happened to my house. The second time there was a call, the person just acted like they were me. Now, the first time it was just a text. This time it was a real person.
I've had some high-level folks in Army Special Operations call me 2 days ago saying that they're getting major intel that there are hit teams out with a high priority to kill me and others. Then I got a call last night about 7 o'clock from a extremely respected
journalist. And again, it turned out it was gangbangers, which we said was probably... We still had to cover it because we're on the hit list, public hit list.
Called from a very trusted source in high-level intelligence that said they've never seen the three hits in the NSA system.
And that was General Flynn, later
President
Republic.
Trump or his family at this level. So this is the highest level.
You know, we're at the last stages of this sort of currency collapse. You know, with this money printing and the inflation, it all kind of has an end game. And these people in power know that the end is coming. So the only way to really get out of something like that is, yeah, like a global war. Gets everyone's attention away from how did the system collapse.
The truth is a wildfire they can't extinguish. And every fallen warrior, like Jamie, fuels its spread. The New World Order may claw at our heels, but the awakened are rising. And their house of cards is trembling. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Now the memorial service, 1 year ago. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening. And then Harrison Smith.
Jamie White's memorial service 1 week after he was killed last Sunday. Here's Yucca. She got to be really good friends with Jamie through her mutual friends at the office. 7 days later, what are you thinking? She met his dad, looks just like him.
He does, yeah. You know, it's definitely a lot heavier than I thought it would be, but I knew Jamie before. I actually met him through his amazing articles, and it's just so sad that things had to happen this way. But I know that Jamie's always going to be living through us, and we'll always remember him for his amazing work that he did. He loved his job. He always talked about it. That was literally his life. And we'll... You know, he's gone, but he's definitely never going to be forgotten.
The one who is victorious will, like him, be dressed in white. And I will never blot out the name of that person from the Book of Life, but will acknowledge that name before my Father and his angels. The Revelation verse says that he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning, or crying or pain. For the old order of things has passed away.
Well, this is a beautiful event, beautiful people. I see some of the InfoWars family here. A lot smaller than it was years ago. A lot of great people have been forced out by the system trying to stop the work that we've both been doing, and that Jamie White just was an exemplar of. And I know that he was proud of the work he did. He did amazing work. He was really, really, really smart. And so many times they come on air, we were just simpatico, like word for word. Not that he was even copying or saying what I was saying, he saw it. He understood it. He was researching it. And that's really our goal, is to get people to understand. It's like if they live with the sunglasses on, I'm not going to tell you what to see. You're going to see it once you see it. It's like those hidden pictures that are on the wall. You can't see the hidden image. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. So this life is just a flash, out brief candle, as Shakespeare said. And what's really important is that Jamie existed, continues to exist on, and his work continues to go on. And we're all going to wake up one day, and it's the last minutes of our life. And that's even if we're blessed. You know, basically know it's coming, or some would say not blessed, and, you know, leave this plane in your sleep. But you know, Jamie went out like a Viking warrior with his sword in his hand, both the info war and in reality. So he's a real man, and he's a great example to us all. And people all over America know about the work he did before and now more so even after. So God works in mysterious ways. And again, it's just amazing talking to his dad. Looks just like him, or Daniel looks just like his dad, the same mannerisms. Like, look at Jamie and his great aunt. Really classy Americana Midwestern folks, the actual blood of this country. We're just blessed to have him here. And I would love to stay here and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous, my day here. But Jamie would want me to get back to the office to get ready to expose these people in just about an hour or two. And so I'm going to shake everybody's hand, give you a hug. I'm going to get back in the fight, because if we don't do it, nobody will. Believe me, I want to spend time with friends and family more. I want to be able to smell the roses more. And I do what I can. But right now, we're at the critical crossroads of human destiny in the future. And everything we do right now echoes even more out into the future. And it was Lenin, it was the evil guy, who was very smart. He said there are decades when nothing happens and weeks when decades happens. We're in the turning of the turning of the turning. And we can place blame all day long on why this happened to Jamie. But any way you slice it, it lies right at the feet of what Soros represents. Literally the crime explosion in Austin since the DA, the worst of all the Soros DAs, recognized. That's Elon Musk fought hard. Corporate media attacked him for spending $10 million trying to recruit Jose Garza. In fact, like, he was a villain for that, for running somebody against him, calling him corrupt. And if you look at the other way, with Soros and Ukraine and all that, but this is really the evil, and Soros is just one of their generals. And we have to protect people in the future. And that's what Jamie was doing. Jamie was a warrior in the information war, and many revolutionaries fighting tyranny never get to live to see the victory they push for, but they know it's the right thing to do, so they press on. He got to live until the turning point. He talked about the turning point, and I really said in the last month or so has been the turning point. The tide has been turned. It's going to be a long, hard fight. The enemy's not going to give up, but no matter what they do in the future, they will be defeated. And so Jamie got to see that while he was here on the earth, before he rattled off his mortal coil, as you will all do joining him. So I salute Jamie, his family, and I salute all of you. And you're just beautiful people. Your soul's beautiful, and Jamie's soul is so beautiful. So thank you so much for being here, and thank you, Jamie White, for working to get involved in InfoWars and coming to the operation, because you did an amazing job, and you're here with us right now, and we love you. Thank you.
Can I just say thank you all? You were secondary family. This is a thank you all. I appreciate you.
Thank you for bringing that kid into the world.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So sorry for your loss.
Thank you, bud. I appreciate it.
Such a beautiful person. I can see it's in a month. I got to dinner or something.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Oh, I also want to say thank you to everybody. I haven't. It's a special thank you to Yekka.
Thank you.
You know, we were pretty close. I wouldn't have been able to get on camera, and she reached out and said she could do it, and so that's why you've been seeing her beautiful face all over TV, and we really appreciate that, because it's been real hard.
She did a great job.
It's been real hard. And
this really illustrates for all our enemies just how real InfoWars is. How great this crew is.
We don't have them. We'll get them. And just be there for each other. And, you know, this we're James' family here. You know, we're all he had here in Austin. And
they love you.
Thank you, just thank you, everybody. I can't even barely do this, but thank you, and thank you, guys, you know, ever speak to, what's his name, Don, who donated all the food and everything. Just thank you guys for showing up and being here for Jamie, because he would be just blown away by the support that everybody's given. So thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you for Jamie.
Yes, sir.
So, like spring 2017, we had like 300 residents, contract writers were hiring. I picked Jamie's resume.
Speak up a little bit, kid.
Yeah, sorry. I picked out Jamie's resume out of one of 300. And he was working at a pizza shop in Ohio at the time. And to this day, I don't know why I picked him. There was just something that spoke to me through his resume. He had such a well-written resume, but there's more to it I can't really place. I just had this pull to get in contact with McCall and bring him down here. Jamie, to me, he had the purest soul of anybody I've ever met in my life. Jamie was the one person I could call and talk to about my personal life. So what's going on in my personal life had nothing to do with work. He was the first person I called. And he was someone you kind of like meet. He's one, the one person you meet in your life. You realize, are we doing the right things? Are we on the right path? Is the mission going the right way? Jamie was the pure soul that you meet once in your life that makes you realize, yes, you are on the right path. You are doing the right thing. You're going where God is telling you to go. You just see someone like Jamie who understands the mission more than I do, or anyone else really. Because Jamie, in a way, was the mission. He was the one person who just got it. And that's extremely rare in this world anymore. Because people nowadays, they get so distracted with their personal lives, what's wrong with society, this and that. They might see what's really going on, but they don't see it. They get distracted by the next thing going on. Jamie was not that person. Jamie would compare well to historical revolutionaries. And not in the battles he fought, but the ideals he embraced. Thank you.
Well, normally Jamie would be working right now. He'd be at the office. You'd hear him clicking away. And there really is only two ways to get out of work when you're in InfoWars. That's either to go to jail or die. So he fortunately went out a different way, but he went out fighting, literally. You know, and that's how you know he was a man of conviction. It's something that you can't really help. It's inside of you. It's like an eternal flame. Even when you know you're facing danger, consequences, you can't turn it off. And Jamie was the same way. That's when, I'm sure when he saw what was happening, he couldn't help it. He had no other choice. He probably went through the whole thing in his head, and he just said, it didn't matter. It didn't matter what thoughts came into his head. There was only one thing he knew. He was a man of conviction, and,
fighting the justice.
Exactly. He couldn't turn it off, man.
Fearless.
He couldn't turn it off. And so, yeah. So that was who Jamie was. That's who he was to his friends. That's who he was to his families. That's even who he was to his enemies, literally, that would put him on the list because of the great work that he did. So I know Jamie is going to be forever remembered in the InfoWars offices. Every day I walk by that office and I see one less body. It's a little odd. Maybe we'll get used to it, maybe we won't. But the one thing that's interesting is whenever we talk about violence, inner city violence, which happens a lot, unfortunately, it hits different now. You know, it's personal. You know somebody who was affected by it now, and so it's a little more, it hits home a little bit more, and you think about all the other victims of useless violence. And so you just kind of have a new motive to hopefully do something about it. And hopefully we can, so that there's less events like this, and we can all go out in a more natural way instead of being forced to fight injustice and sticking up to vandals. And hopefully someday soon we'll also face justice. Not on this planet, they will on the next planet. And I told myself when I was coming up here, I said, you know, in case Jamie does decide to show up, I better show my face. In case he does decide to show up here, but if he's here with us or not, or if he's enjoying life in the cosmos, existing with God, he'll never be forgotten. And it's always just great to remember the great work that people do at InfoWars, and Jamie was certainly one of those people that did great work.
When I was 15 years old, I was in a car accident in Kentucky. And I should have died. I heard my grandfather, who had just died 2 weeks before, put my seatbelt on. And then we proceeded to gallivant over these hills and wrecked. And I had an out-of-body experience. And since then, into my 20s, I had several experiences where I went to the other side. And so I'm sensitive. I'm sensitive to the spirit world. Some are chosen. Some will remain here to pass the message on. But I can tell you that Jamie is here right now. I didn't know Jamie as well as a lot of you do. Just some random conversations. Wish I did know him better. But when he passed a week ago, I wanted to get to know who he was. And so Don started telling me who he was. And like I said, I'm sensitive to these things. And Don had said that, hey, by the way, this was about, what, midnight he said this? To something from his heart said, hey, by the way, he used to listen to this album by Genesis when Bill Collins left for a moment. And so they hired this singer for this one album, and it's called Calling All Stations. And I want you to each go and privately listen to that first song. It's Jamie telling you. I'm supposed to tell you this. He's telling you. He's here. And he's reaching out to you.
InfoWars not delivered. In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the InfoWar continues on, regardless as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participated, supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for Team Humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives. And up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.